Okay,
Okay.
cool. Okay, so
All right.
I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to start
Well, like, what are we going to call this podcast?
Okay, so basically, like, my main inspiration was coming from, like, LGBT on Xbox, because that's what we do.
True.
Like, so I did that. I mean, like, come on now, like, we're giving y'all, like, God, it's so weird. Like, oh my God, it's so weird. This is so weird. I dropped my AirPods.
I mean, like, yeah, we should include the whole Xbox thing, but I mean, what else? It can't just be the just that, just being gay.
Oh, okay. Like you actually wanted to call it. I answered you, bitch. Anyways,
You didn't answer me,
so
but
anyways, so I don't know. We can do like user response. What is it called? Like Q&As, but I don't know. I don't know. It would have to
I
be
mean, we
like
have no
probably G.
fans to ask us questions,
Yes, we do. We
so
have GTA followers. I mean, that's the main.
okay.
Like that's really like what I would do. Like just do. Like my
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, is it just gonna be like just based on gaming?
yeah, that's not just gaming. We're gonna talk about our, I don't know, Justin. What do you want to like? What?
I just want us to be able to like talk and
That's
chill,
what
you
I
know?
know. But the majority of the time we're gonna be playing our games. I wanted like us to be doing podcasts while we play our games. If that
I
makes
mean, yeah,
sense,
that's
that
true.
seems like
Yeah.
something fun.
And then, you know, as people start watching, we can have new segments
And
and
as they
stuff to
listen
do.
to us scream and me scream at you for doing wrong things on games.
And me making fun of everybody for things that they cannot control. Love that. Oh, it's 1 a.m. Every other teenager is out doing something fun.
It's 4 a.m. here. So, by the way, we are really like, I've known him for like 3 years. And we are like,
3 years. It's
it's been
been like,
four, right?
it's been like,
It's been like four. It's been like 4 years now. And he literally lives like 3 hours away. Not 3 hours away, that sounds stupid. Our time zone is 3 hours off. Stupid, but
He's in New York and I'm in
I was
California.
not gonna say my location. Thank you for that, though. I'm also not in the New
Okay, I
York
can
City,
say
and he's not in
where.
LA, so I don't think that. And if you say you're in, if he says he's in LA, he's lying.
I'm not, I never once said that I was in
You always
LA.
say in LA. When you meet new
I don't
people,
say I'm in LA.
when you meet people, you'd be like, I'm in LA.
Okay, because that's easier than saying, oh yeah, I'm like right outside of LA. No.
Yeah,
So I just
well,
say, oh yeah, I live in
I
LA.
don't think I'm in. And when I tell people I live in New York City or in New York, I fucking hate when they be like they try to imply like, oh, well, like how is it? I always wanted to go there. Like, no, I'm not talking about the city. Like, what the state? I live in New York State, not the city. I live very far from New York City.
Not the other part.
Yeah, it's the other part with the pools and the trees, bitch.
I feel like New York City is dirty. I don't.
Yeah. Fuck you. I feel like, personally, I feel like only some parts of it is bad. Like,
I mean, like the rats
the
and the
rats are in, like,
people.
the Bronx. Can
I
we exit this
know, but they're
app?
like
Can you hear me?
puppy sound.
We can exit the app. That's
Oh, that's for. I think we
revolutionary.
can play music on this too.
Oh my God, wait, how?
I can we play music on this? They said something about allowing full length stuff. I don't know for sure, but I will look into it.
Look into it, boo.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about right now?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about. I probably should have prepared this more.
Let's talk about what new music's coming out. What new song,
Can we talk about
like what new
Megatron?
song do you
Okay.
have? I
I'm so
know.
sick of people talking about Megatron and that one little like what is it called? The hook. The hook of Megatron. Listen. Don't
Oh,
confront.
shots, I'm drinking.
Not yeah, that and the sound that she keeps making.
Bra-da-da-da.
Yeah, that little hook that she did.
Bra-da-da-da.
Personally, I fucking hate it. It's just one of like as my best friend, like well not oh, she loves me. My best friend loves me, by the way. Shout out to my best friend, love you too, Poo.
As she should.
And she was like, she brought it to my attention how it's one of those songs that you can't listen to around friends. Like if somebody passed you the ox, you wouldn't throw a Megatron. You see what I'm saying?
They wouldn't know how to act.
No, it's not that. It's just that it's weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just one of those songs you don't want other people to know that you listen to. Like, I personally listen to Senta the artist, stuff like that. Y'all know who the fuck that is. Justin, don't, I don't know why he said it. I'm like, you know, you don't.
I'm saying, yeah, like, yes, okay, I'm confirmed you said that. Like,
and I would never throw that on the ox. Like, when I'm in my car by myself, so I'm going to jam to it. Or when I have my earbuds in at school, jam to it. But if I have someone passing me the ox with people, in, like, around me, nope. Can't do it. No, ma'am. Sorry.
I don't know what the fuck I would play on the damn ox. Because not everyone wants to listen to some damn R&B. Not everyone wants to cry. Not everyone wants to listen to some shit.
No one wants to listen to Mariah. That's pretty
cool. People taste too.
Okay.
But with Megatron, I mean, like, I was excited for it when it was about to come out, and I listened to it, and I loved it the night it came out, and then after that, I sort of, like, forgot about it, and it came on shuffle once, so I decided not to skip it, but that's about it. Like, it's just, like, a little Nicki hype song. Like, it's kind of like, what did Beyonce do with Jay?
The album?
Ape Shit.
Oh, the song. Ape Shit. It was an album, by the way.
Yeah.
It was an album and a song. But yeah, I
know, but I'm talking about Ape Shit. Like, everyone played it during the summer, and then the summer ended. Like, before summer ended, they stopped playing it. So it's just like a little hype song, just a little taste for whatever she's doing next. Not the same. I wish her the best of luck in her latest efforts. And I want to congratulate her on her marriage. Not that you'll ever see this.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I was on the floor, like, of my AirPods this whole time. I found them.
But you know what? Even though I don't like mainstream music, I really do like Senorita with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. It is such a sexy song.
Really? I want to listen to that. Can we listen to music when we get, like, flags? We can't, right? We're not big enough to do that.
I don't know. But I want to start doing ads, because apparently you can record an ad and get some free money. I want
to figure out how to have viewers, honey, poo.
Okay, well, I want to figure out how to put this on Spotify, too. Like the Kardashians.
Oh, you can save the, I think you can save the podcast on, like, your phone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll figure it out, because my is broken, because Apple doesn't want to give me free shit anymore.
No, because you stole it from them, bitch. You stole it from
them. Third-party apps that they know fully well exist, because there should be no... They know that these third-party apps exist to let us do that, or else we wouldn't have the whole trust this app, trust that app. No.
Okay, so basically what I want to talk about is, let's just talk about Instagram. Like, let's just go through Instagram, and I want to look at, like, celebrities. The thing that I saw this week that really blew me and sent me away, flying off the earth, was 3 days ago by Kim Kardashian. I don't know if you guys seen it. She's walking out this, looks like a fucking restaurant or something, a bar.
Looking like Dora.
Yes! Vision's got the Holy Spirit sweater on. Girl, I damn near jumped out my seat. I never in my life see somebody, like, advertise Holy Spirit. And here's the thing, though, like, is that really, like, socially acceptable for you to just, like, that's like having me walking around with a Jesus shirt on, knowing damn well that, like, let's not get into that. But anyways, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's like, that's not right.
It's the pants I have a problem with.
It's the, like, whole the outfit. Pants,
they're like elastic or some shit. I don't understand, because it looks like she's wearing a fucking plastic bag. The sweater, I just don't like the size of it. I didn't even notice that said Holy Spirit on. I just don't like the size. I don't like the Dora hair. She looks like a fucking 5-year-old.
Oh my God. I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't know. You know, what do you guys think? I don't know.
I don't know, like, what she's doing with her, all of these, like, baby names. Like, first, it was Northwest. That's Kanye must have shown that shit. But the Saint and Chicago, and now Psalm.
You know what, though? I feel like, I heard someone say this when they were talking about how they feel like, oh my God, I can't get these words in my head. Like, celebrities use these names so that they can have, like, it stands out more. Like, it's just easier to see, like, oh, true. Let me go on Instagram, look up Northwest.
And you know what? Considering they are celebrities, it's probably more of a marketing thing. It's like, you're not, I can't see Beyonce and Jay naming their next child, like, Joe or Mary. Like, no. It's just, you want something that's going to pop out in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Like, that's just, I don't know, it's simple.
Let's see. Okay, so let's talk about our favorite artists. and what kind of music we like.
Okay, so let me get my Apple Music for this. I'm gonna go through. Okay, so I added two songs today. I added Uno and Do Better. Uno, obviously, it's just a hype song that I'm like, I don't know. These are the songs I like to be in my car and listen to by myself in solitude. Uno. That's what I'm talking about. Do Better. I don't know. First of all, I don't like how, like, if you really dig down deep into Do Better, it really is not a good song. Like, it's not what it seems like it is.
What's it, like a rap song?
Yeah, okay, let me read some of the lyrics. Hold on, let me read some of the lyrics. Hold on. Can I open this without playing it? I don't
know. Just go on, like, Genius or something.
Okay, see, it's still here.
I'm looking at some making vegan pulled pork sandwiches.
Okay, I'm going to play some lyrics. Okay, so let me find it. Okay. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find it. Okay, here it is. That you let him cheat on you and you let him beat on you. You scared to be single, huh? You need to leave, homie. He call you ugly names. Your mind ain't feeling the same. You're going through bodily change. Girl, get back on your game. Okay. Like, if you really think about stuff like that, like, that's basically, like, that's sick. That's basically saying, hey, look, I don't know. I feel like he's saying that a lot of women go through like this. I don't know. I don't like that. I just don't like it. It doesn't sit right with me in my spirit. But, yeah. I like the song, though. The words.
I mean, when it comes to, I love music. Like, that's what I want to do as a career one day. So I listen to a lot of different things. I grew up with basically everything. I grew up with R&B. I grew up with pop. I grew up with a lot of gospel. And my favorite artist is Mariah Carey because okay, you can laugh all you want, but like, it's the lyrics.
I'm gonna laugh all I want.
Because when I listen to her music, it really just transports me somewhere. Like, I pulled up, okay, so this is from her song, The Roof. Hold on. Okay. Wait, let me just do the chorus. Every time I feel the need, I envision you caressing me and go back in time to relive the splendor of you and I on the rooftop that rainy night. Like, when it comes to her lyrics, they really make you think. And she writes all of them herself. Not everyone can say that, Cardi. And... And that's why I love her.
He waited for you. I want you to know that pause was waiting for me to say something. Okay, so I can tell you right now, I love Cardi B's ghostwriter. She is a phenomenal woman. It could be a man. I don't know. Probably someone from the LGBT community.
We love them.
I love... He or she is so outspoken, and it's just the fact that he or she will never be able to come to light because of Cardi. Like,
they're getting paid well.
For real. They have to be getting paid well. And if they're not...
Because Cardi doesn't want to be exposed again. So
exactly. All the time she's been exposed, honey. I'm sick of it. And it's just the fact that she's a terrible woman. Cardi B is a terrible woman. She is manipulative. She's horrible. She just wants, like... I feel like she thinks she is so famous because she got...
Roaches!
Literally refers to Black women as roaches. Monkeys and monkeys and roaches.
Roaches!
Come on now, that's sick. I don't know. It just don't sit right with me, but I love her ghostwriter.
A dead child, a monkey, and saying that someone talked about your child who never even talked about your motherfucking child. And it's the whole, she admitted to being a rapist. So this is how I know she's not smart.
Mm-hmm. Literally, though.
Which is dumb. Maybe it was that shoe that went to her head. I don't know. But
here's the thing. Like, and everyone was like, oh, well, Nicki didn't write her own music, da 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 da. But honey, if you literally go to Nicki Apple Music profile and you click on one of her songs, you just go to the bottom, you can see all the writers. Mm-hmm. And they're not even writing the songs. Like, she's writing them and they're coming in and proofreading them and fixing them up and say, oh, wait, what about this? Add this and that. That'd be lit if you did that. Stuff like that, fool.
Right, and even if the artist was only co-writing and only just adding stuff on, at least they were actually involved in the process of making the
song. And guess what? They're getting their clout. They are getting their clout. The person who's writing the song will get their clout. If you go into Autumn Sounds, Songs from Invasion of Privacy, they don't have lyrics on them. They don't have any description. Honey, because they're not her songs. Bodak Yellow don't even have shit on it. They're not her songs. Pooh. And I just want y'all to know that. They are not her songs. And I'm so sorry to let y'all know that. I'm sorry I had to say that. I don't know why I feel like saying it. I feel like exposing the bitch. I'm saying. Okay, so let's talk about...
Beyonce. I like her early work.
First of all, Beyonce ain't going nowhere. She has reached the peak of her career, I'm not going to cap. But the peak is so high that even if she does fall...
It's not even like her music career that she's reached the peak. She's just, as a celebrity in general, she's reached the highest top. It's crazy because she doesn't even need to make music anymore. She could just post a picture on Instagram, get a million likes, and keep on moving.
Kim Kardashian. Ooh, shit. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Beyonce has talent.
Okay, well, Kim apparently can have... she can't even have
sex. She's good with her mouth.
She's not good with her mouth.
Did Ray J even come during that video?
I don't know. I'm just going to watch it.
I'm scrolling through Instagram. My fucking explore page is aesthetic shit, food, Mariah Carey, Jaden, and dogs.
Like, let's talk about something. Like, I want everyone right here to stop what they're doing. Go to the Apple Music. Click on one of Nicki's songs, okay? And you will see that it has a lyric section. And if you go to the bottom, it says written by this one. I'm not telling you. This was written by Jeremy Reed and Onika Mirage. Honey, if you go into any of Cardi's songs, they don't say shit on them because they're not her music. She don't have lyrics because she doesn't have. Cardi B does not have lyrics because she does not have the lyrics on her. She does not have them around her. She read them through a phone. I don't think she even, like, I just think she read them. Like, I feel like she walked in the fucking studio, read it off, and left. Like, I don't even think she'd be even, like, practicing. She don't give a fuck. She reads words on a fucking screen and gets paid millions. Like, that's sick. Like, she's just a face. And no one understands it, and it pisses me off. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's just how I feel. You know?
I feel like Nicki doesn't like Rihanna anymore. Something must have happened.
Rihanna needs to come back. Honey, if you're hearing this, Rihanna, come back.
Is releasing Furniture. Or maybe she already did. I don't
it's
know.
It's Home Decor, technically. But I get what you're saying.
I love her. I really, really do. But when it comes to coming back, like, I feel like Anti was a good signing off. It's been a few years, I think. I mean, like, when's the last time she was in a song? Was it, what's that one song that's like, I know you want to see me naked, naked, naked.
Oh, no, it was more after that. That was with DJ Khaled. Fuck. We know what you're talking about. But I think it was one more after that.
Wild Thoughts.
Yeah, that was that one. But it was one more after that, I think. I'm about to Google this. Yeah, latest Rihanna song. Look, that came up first. I'm screaming. Lemon.
Drake is still hiding it. What?
Lemon by Lemon. Nerd, apparently.
Okay. I don't know these unknown ass artists.
Okay, well, if Rihanna was on there, honey.
Well, then that was probably like a favor for Rihanna. I don't know.
Fuck off.
Sorry, Robin. And her name is Rihanna. I keep saying Rihanna. But I love her.
Oh, I heard this.
I think I might have heard it accidentally once.
That wait a minute. I'm screaming. Okay,
I want pizza.
It is 1 a.m. for you. Calm it down, boo.
Okay, but you know what all I had yesterday to eat? Donuts.
And that's why. Never mind.
That's why what?
Never mind.
Okay.
That's why you can't go to sleep right now. Because you're not eating correctly. You're mistreating your body. If anyone was wondering why the fuck we're up in the middle of the night, matter of fact, the sun is literally coming up. It's because I sleep at 6. I go to sleep at 6 a.m. and I've just learned to live with it.
Okay, but you know what? Maybe we should actually try to, like, keep ourselves up.
Fuck no. Because then I'll be up until 3 and I'll fall asleep at 3.
24 hours straight. It was awful.
I know it was awful. You took a 2-hour nap. That doesn't count. 2 hour naps don't count. Funny.
While we were watching The Fosters, and it was just getting to the good part. I fucking
hate that show.
Yes, no, you love it. You love it. You love it because you didn't give it a chance. Okay.
I tried my hardest.
It was the first season. It was the first few episodes. Of course, things are going to start moving slow. But I'm so glad that Talia was gone because, I hate that bitch. Okay, hate that bitch with me right now. Hate her with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I saw something. I saw something on Snapchat that just, oof. It spit just, me.
What?
Girl, I thought she was sucking his dick, but she was saying from the hair from the butt. They was really like trying to do that. They set that up. But I've been on Snapchat this whole time just looking at these niggas. They're so funny. I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck that guy was, but RIP.
I'm just in this point of my life. I don't know.
You know, I feel like I love Cardi B's ghostwriter is just what some Cardi B haters say just so that they can listen to press. I don't like her. She looks like a rat.
Okay, what's going on? I'm screaming. I'm so sorry. I need to really like.
I was like, what the hell happened?
I'm into it. No, I'm not gonna cap. I just be seeing shit that be sending me. And when stuff send me, I be in another world. But y'all be doing some weird shit. But what were we saying? We were talking about Cardi B, but I don't want to talk about that bitch anymore. That bitch is overreacting. So let's move on to the next topic. Favorite shows.
Queen of the South right now, I really love. Season 4 just came out, so I'm waiting for that to come on Netflix. It's a great show about a woman who is swept up in the drug cartel life and is forced to make herself into a drug lord in order to survive. And it's great, and I love it. What's so funny? What do you watch?
No, it's just the description was funny. What? Not you getting offended.
I wasn't getting offended. I'm just saying, like...
You literally just got offended. And The Fosters,
of course, we love... Our favorite interracial lesbian couple.
We love
the fact that they're trying to have, but you know what? I'm gonna tell you this right now. Brandon and Callie fell in love, and it took them like 3 seasons to have sex.
But they're technically brothers and sisters, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's just Foster. So, and the moment that they have sex, the day after they have sex, that's when they announce that she's actually getting adopted. Because her adoption screws up, like, 3 times during the whole show.
So can we talk about how, basically, they have sex, and they literally can't talk to each other ever again like that, because they're technically, legally, by law, brother and sister.
Okay, and that's when they stop it. Okay, like, they...
But
they
that's disgusting. Each other.
They were together and broke up so many times during the series.
So, the fuck, what? They never really were together if they were brother and sister. That's weird. You can't date the same person. You can't date the same person you live in the same household with. It's weird.
I know, it's illegal, but...
No, it's not illegal, but it's weird.
Well, it's not allowed, because they would have to move her out. You know, she ran away at the season finale after they kissed at the mom's wedding.
They had a wedding. Ugh.
Yes, they got married after Steph got shot.
Like, she got shot and Steph killed.
Proposed. She got shot and survived. And in the hospital, she was like,
"I want that bitch.
You marry me."
I want that bitch on her deathbed.
Why do you hate Steph so much?
Because she's so ignorant. Oh.
And in the last season, Steph's friend comes back, and then it's a whole thing, and then the friend starts questioning if she's a lesbian, and Steph's dealing with anxiety because her dead father never told her how much he loved her or some shit. I don't know.
My dead dad never told me how much he loved me, and I'm not making a big deal about it.
Aw.
I don't know. The Fosters, to me, just seems like a fucking... It's just like...
Say it.
Okay, so... In the time it was made, wasn't it made like 2013 or something? I feel like that time was when, like, they were trying to make it seem like this was okay, and it really was not okay. And till this day, I don't feel like, I don't feel like interracial anything, let alone lesbians, should be a thing, or should they be married. Like, Dykes upset me. Like, I love the way some Black Dykes look. Like, I love some Dykes. Like, they make you, ugh. Like, they're so fine. Speaking of Dykes, my old manager, can I just quit, like, 2 days ago, because she was such a bitch, and she just, she bothered me. I don't like walking in and seeing titties and cut hair.
Yeah, we know you don't like seeing titties.
And cut hair, though. Like, why do you have titties, and why do you have a cut hair? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so, like, what if a Black woman is doing the whole natural thing, and she just letting her, she just did, like, a big chop or something?
Yeah, that's what I try to tell myself, honey. But every day I come in here, I should not see your hair lower than mine. And my hair isn't that long, okay?
Mine is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If I pull the strand down, it goes pretty much down to my eyebrow. That's pretty long.
Okay, well, mine goes past my eyebrow. Those are my eyelash. Anyway, and I don't really have to pull it. Let me pull it. Let me get my longest piece.
Probably two strands.
Wait, let me get my closest piece to my forehead. Okay, wait, no, these are short. These are my edges. Okay, these are short. Okay, I don't fucking know. Oh, this one. Here you go. Yeah, this one goes to my bottom lash. But anyway.
I love it when you call me.
So like I was saying, I just don't like lesbians. I don't know. I don't feel like they're, I don't think they're cute.
I don't really care about lesbians. It's just...
Okay, well, I do.
I just don't like the lifestyle.
Oh my god, not the fucking lifestyle.
A lifestyle. It's just the fact that they got a Prius. No, that...
That terrain that they had.
Look. And then the homophobic dad gives him a Prius, and he's like, what? And he's like, what, you liberals like that, right? And they took the Prius.
Who got him the Prius?
Steph's homophobic father.
Why?
To say I'm sorry that I don't like the fact that you're gay, but here's his present.
Who buys a Prius for the grown daughter who has a job in a car?
Because their Volvo broke down.
But didn't she have a Terrain?
Okay, but she uses that to go to work.
She uses a Terrain to go to work.
Yes, and Lena still needs a car. So Lena has a Prius.
Okay, well, how come Lena can't buy her own car?
Because they're poor.
They're not poor.
Okay, they haven't paid for their house. They haven't paid for their house. And they have five kids. And the lawyer's fees and the adoption fees and just everything else.
How the hell do you know this?
Because I've watched the show religiously.
They haven't paid for the house, and they haven't paid their mortgage.
They haven't paid for the house. Oh, wait, no, wait.
They haven't paid their mortgage on time? Because you can be behind. Are they behind on their mortgage?
I think they're behind on the mortgage. Okay. Yeah, they're behind on the mortgage.
Okay.
Yeah. Very.
Like how many months? Like 6 months?
I don't know, but they're fucking mortgaged up to their eyeballs.
That sucks. Stuff like that don't go away, guys. Just always pay your mortgage and your rent. Stuff
and that,
like that
beautiful craftsman in Mission Bay.
That craftsman is not that beautiful. I hate it. It's so ugly.
You have everything.
I know, I hate
that
chaos.
That doesn't have to do
with
you.
I love chaos. That's what I love. I love chaos.
You're sick.
You're sick. I love chaos. Secondly, okay, so I never got into my favorite show. First of all, you cannot tell me hands the fuck down. That the best show in the world is Bob's Burgers. Listen, honey. I can watch
Archer's better.
No, it's not. No one watches that, by the way. Anyways, Bob's Burgers. Oh my god, stop it.
Bob. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god.
Have your moment.
Stop.
I'm not doing anything.
Every time I speak, you want to speak.
That's not true.
Anyways, so Bob.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Bob's Burgers, hands down, like I said. Because, listen, the story on Bob's Burger, I love it. It's just, like, it's so poetic. Like, I love the fact that they have a hardworking family. And I hate how they, like, they proceed, like, the way, the writers make it seem
rich people.
Like they're really poor. And they're really not poor. Like, I was watching, like, these little, like, conspiracy videos on there, and they live in, like, New Jersey. And, like, a be like a pier front property like that would run them, like, millions.
Oh,
therefore,
sweet.
Their rent is very fucking high. Therefore, they gotta be selling a lot of fucking burgers to keep that shit afloat. And Justin, I will literally spit on you, bitch.
That restaurant is empty. 24, like, 9 times out of 10, that restaurant is empty.
And?
Where they're gonna serve, like, dry-ass burgers. And I wonder what they are. Like, I wonder what nationality they
overdone
are.
Overdone and dry.
Overdone and dry.
No, the Moody Foodie. The Moody Foodie, overdone dry. Oh, someone just tapped me on Grindr. I don't know why. I haven't gotten here in a minute.
I catfish on Grindr as lovely peaches. Can we talk about peaches for a second?
Yeah. Let's talk about peaches.
Let's talk about peaches. So peaches, if you're in the gay community, if you're on Instagram and you've been around a few spam pages, you've probably seen an overweight African-American teenage girl ingesting amounts of crawfish or her own fecal matter. She is
a fat cunt. I'm just kidding. I love her.
She is a creature. And the only reason I follow her and keep tabs on her is to see when the story is going to end. It's like that kind of thing. I just want to see how shit's going to end. Because she is
a lie, by the way.
Deranged. She's a deranged prostitute. She's been doing this since like 16 years old. She's now 18. So bitch can get arrested. Hooray. And actually tried.
You can still get arrested. Away.
I know you can still get tried as an adult before you're actually an adult. But now there's no excuses. There ain't no wiggling out of nothing. Because she wanted to pimp her daughter out. She wants to eat her daughter. On her Snapchat, she keeps talking about how her daughter gets
she wants to eat her daughter.
Daughter is like a year old.
Did you just say she wants to eat her daughter?
Yes, that was on her to-do list.
Eat her daughter.
Eat Cora. That was on her to-do list. Watch Charmed. Eat Cora.
Okay.
Which I accidentally watched an episode of Charmed. That show is fucking horrible.
Yeah, I personally would not watch the show from 2002.
Then again, she keeps watching. Yeah. Okay, so she still listens to Thank You Next religiously, and she wants to lock Ariana in her basement so that she can make her sing Thank You Next every day.
How do you know? She said this.
Yes.
See, this is what I mean. He is lying when he says he just wants to see. He is a peachling, honey. A peachling.
I'm not a peachling. You know what? And one time I was like, let me check on Peaches. And I look on her Snap story. She's lip syncing to Obsessed by Mariah Carey. So at least she has taste.
So everyone who is like, listen to Mariah Carey has taste. If you don't listen to Mariah Carey, you don't have taste.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you listen to Mariah Carey, then you do have taste. If you don't listen to her, that's not saying that you don't have taste. You could listen to another artist that you have taste. You could listen to Michael, Whitney, maybe not Celine. Just good artists who actually write their own songs and can actually sing. Beyonce, you have taste. Nicki, you have taste and probably a really good tasting pussy.
You're sick. Sickening me. You're sickening me. Sorry, you heard that. I just had to crunch a bottle because I actually want to throw up. He's really disgusting. He was talking about, no, I'm going to spill all the beans. So he was talking about how he literally wants her to blow boogers into his mouth.
No.
Like, what? Who said like that?
I said I wanted Nicki to sneeze in my face.
Oh.
So what would you do if you waited in line for the longest, paid a bunch of money to meet Nicki, and she sneezes in your face on purpose? What would you do?
I don't freaking know. Like, I don't know. First of all, Nicki. Oh wait. Oh yeah. Nicki would never come to where I am.
Nicki would never sneeze in someone's face on purpose. Because she's
also
not
Nicki's never on tour, honey. Get it together, Nicki. You're always in another country on tour, and you forget about the U.S. tour.
Mariah just finished her Caution World tour.
Anyways, before we start talking about fucking foolishness,
that foolishness created your fave. But
no,
what would you do if Nicki
Young Money Cash Money Records created my fave spooky. Yeah.
I'm not going to acknowledge certain interviews where Nikki was like, Mariah Carey, I've always loved her since I was a child. She was one of my favorites.
She didn't create her. She didn't give her. I didn't Mariah, say, yes, you okay, did. I'm, you made it.
I'm not, okay,
you
I didn't mean made create it. Seem, it.
You made I'm it. Seem,
Mariah is responsible for.
You made it. Mariah, you create, you made it seem like she met. She breathed. She breathed
and Nikki came out. Okay, no. I didn't
she breathed that. Life. She breathed. She breathed. She gave life to Nikki. Know, you made it seem I mean, like she gave her clout or something. Okay, and she okay, did
okay,
not.
Okay. Mariah is responsible for, and I have the receipts for this. Mariah is responsible for pop and rap collaborating. There would be no Bed featuring Nicki Minaj. There would be no Get On Your Knees. There would be no Side to Side. There would be no This, That, and the Third. Any pop song with some rap in it or vice versa, if Mariah had not gone against the music industry's wishes and collaborated with Old Dirty Bastard for the Fantasy remix that debuted at number one. Actually, yeah, that was like, what, her 10th number one?
10th number one?
I'm just saying she is literally
like. Can I be honest with you guys? Name one song that you actually listen to by Mariah Carey religiously. Like
We Belong.
Okay, that doesn't count. Not that one. And in 2019, I'm
all I want for Christmas is you.
In 2019 summer.
In 2019 summer, because I don't know what everybody else listens to. You act like
they don't listen to Mariah. Artist. I didn't say she was unknown, but she's dying out.
She's not dying out.
No one wants to listen to someone screaming their voice out anymore.
She doesn't scream. She belts. Screaming's for Christina Aguilera.
Fuck off. Like, she's gonna die out just like Christina Aguilera.
No, because her legacy will live on forever. Everything that Mariah has done for the music industry by just simply trying to survive will always live on forever, and it will always carry on. Like, like, one day, no one's going to know who Mariah Carey is, but that's going to be years into the future.
I don't think so. She's about a good 50, maybe like a...
You know songs that she made? Okay.
Maybe let's a good two All decades,
Christmas
honey.
Christmas Is You, for example. A song that she wrote in 15 minutes over 20 years ago is still gaining Billboard Hot 100, which it's a Christmas song. Come on now. Billboard Hot 100, top of the charts every single year without her doing anything. She in earns December. Like $60 million in royalties from that song.
Okay, but listen. Christmas is a time where every Christmas song just shoots up the charts. Let's be honest here.
Literally, not like All I Want for Christmas.
No, not like All I Want for Christmas, because that's an iconic song. I'm going to give her credit where credit is due. But honey, it's not due everywhere you're saying it that it's due. No, like okay. I said, she makes good Christmas songs. She makes good breaking and falling in love songs. That is it, and that is all.
Because that's the only song she makes. Well, no. Because
her
best songs are the ones that aren't the singles, I will say.
I won't say. I will say that only people know two songs of her. And that's it. Thank you, my case. Rest.
Unless they're a fan of her, then they'll know. Because
a
like,
stan, when, honey. A
okay,
stan,
so when she won the Icon Award
stan.
at the Billboard Awards, like a couple months ago, everybody sang along to her songs because they all knew it. They all knew it.
Are you on her Instagram right now?
No.
Okay, I thought you were.
Okay, hasn't right posted now. Recently.
You would know. You would know.
Because I have her post notifications on, silly.
You would know.
And she's funny. She's nice to people. I'm going to meet her one
fucking
day.
I don't fucking like. Right here now. We go with this. Calm it down, honey. Calm it the fuck down. Anyways, let's get back to Christmas. I want to get back to Christmas. I like Christmas.
I used to like Christmas.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, because you didn't get your iPhone last year for Christmas?
Shut up.
You had to wait till what? March?
My birthday. Mariah was also born in March.
No one gives a fuck.
Except for people who have taste. Anyway, but yes, Christmas time. I love Christmas. It's still my favorite holiday. I just didn't get what I wanted.
Like every other child in the world didn't get what you didn't get what you wanted.
Okay, well, there's a difference. My problems are not every other child's in the world's problems, thank God.
I was saying everyone in the world got what they wanted except for you. I'm going to say it like that. I'm sorry.
Well, it felt like that.
I don't want you to think that we didn't get what we asked for.
What did you ask for?
I asked for an iPhone. What did I get? An iPhone. I asked for the new 12, the winterized 12. What did I get? My winterized 12. Thank you, my case.
I'm just waiting for... I'm just waiting for the point.
The point is everyone gets what they want except for you.
I still got what I wanted. I'm still waiting for what I want when it comes to you.
What do you mean?
I want you to be like not skinny because I can't picture you skinny.
I knew. Okay, guys, I knew he was gonna bring up my weight. Some way, somehow. Also, why does Mercedes? Why does Mercedes have a gay flag background right now? They need to change that.
Who has a gay flag? Hold on. Let's
go to Mercedes-Benz USA. What the hell?
Aren't they homophobic in Germany? I don't know.
I don't know. But can I talk about something? Let's talk about the GLS 450. It's so freaking sexy. Okay. Right now, I have a Lincoln LS, but I want a GLS 450. Mm-hmm. So, but and y'all like, why don't you want the 93, the G93 or whatever it's called? Not the G Wagon, the other one. The GL93 or something like that. The full package one. No, I want the GLS 450. It's small. It's the smaller one. I just love how it looks. Like the 550 is pushing it. Like the GL 550, it pushes it. I don't like it. It's just something about it.
Your Hellcat is a beautiful piece of American machinery.
No, the GLS 450, it just looks. It looks so cute. Oh my, it's just so sexy to me. I'm sorry, it just looks so sexy to me. And hands down, like, I just love it so much.
I hate concept cars. They're so ugly. Like, the concept F015, whatever shit that Mercedes is trying to do in their latest effort. What the hell is that? Like, let me send it to you. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. At the end of the day, like I said, what I said. The GLS 450. Hands down, iconic vehicle. Yeah, I don't like that concept car that they're doing. It's not cute. It looks really stupid. It looks like they're trying to do something futuristic, but it's not coming out.
When Mercedes makes a supercar, it just looks weird.
When Mercedes tries to do something that's ahead of its time, it's just not coming out ahead of its time. It's coming out. Okay, so, like, you've seen those really, like, Back to the Future type music? Like, okay, well, I can just say Back to the Future.
They'll make something that they think will be popular in, like, okay, so they'll make something in 2006 that'll be popular, they think will look popular in 2019, but by the time 2019 rolls around, that thing looks...
Anyways, like I was saying, I don't know what the fuck you just said, but anyways, like I was saying, in 2000, when Back to the Future came out, you saw those, like, concept cars. That's what this looks like, this little Mercedes concept car.
The Back to the Future car was a DeLorean.
No, not that one. The ones that, ow, fuck, I'm pinching me. The ones, like, when he went to the future and he saw all those flying cars and shit. They're trying to make something that looks like that, but right now. And honestly, right now, that just looks fucking old as fuck, and it doesn't look. It's not giving me 2019 vibes or 2020 vibes. It's giving me 2000 vibes. 2000 vibes, I think that they're not 2020 vibes. Okay.
Can take the roof off of Maybach. I think Beyonce eats his midnight snack.
Let's talk about Dexter. Famous Dex. Yeah. Let's talk about him. We don't support him. And I really didn't want to breathe. Okay, we can't talk about people who Justin doesn't know. Next case.
So if I don't know them, then they're probably weird.
No, he was cute to me at first. I like people that look like him. Like, I like people that look like, I'm trying to describe it and not be weird. That look.
Dexter Mayfield?
Famous Dex, dumbass.
Oh. If he has like less than followers,
he doesn't. I'm trying to think of a way to describe this without sounding like weird. Like, Black, I six, like. Nine. No, not Black 6ix9ine. You're stupid. Shut up. I like.
But yes, Black 6ix9ine. With a bird chest.
Okay. Leave me alone. I like dark skins if they have dreads. One. Two. I love them with the tattoos. Oh my God, face tats are so cute to me. I don't know why. But anyways, move on. Who else?
I see Schmeet in that underwear.
Ew. I'm screaming.
Oh, you God, you like this picture.
I did. I fucking love him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as much as I feel like everyone would love to listen to Silence, we need to find, like, a hot topic. We need to get the hang of this. Because...
Oh, I don't know if you can ask Cleo for money. I want to ask Cleo for money. I'm about to ask my Cleo for money.
Okay.
Okay, so the last 15 minutes of the podcast should be something. Like, what do you want it to be?
How about, like... Kind of like how... I don't know. I don't fucking know. It is 1:46 a.m. I'm probably going to bed after this.
Obviously.
And then we can figure out how to just, you know.
No, I want to do like...
It's the first episode, so we're just trying to figure ourselves out.
Yeah,
we
should have made... What?
I mean, it's kind of like a get-to-know-me type thing right now.
It wasn't really a get-to-know-me. We really just talked about other people.
We talked about who we liked, and that was it. And we talk shit about people who don't deserve it. Except for Cardi.
I'm afraid you are not eligible for me to spot you today. Eligibility is based on a bunch of factors. You can boost your eligibility by chatting with regular.
Getting your budget and
putting money aside in your Clear wallet. Girl, if you don't give me some money. See, anyway, I'm sorry. I was asking like Clear after money. He knows I'm a bad spender. Like, every 3 seconds, like every other week, he's always telling me, Keyshawn, you've dropped below your budget of $150. You spent more than $150. And your payday isn't till 2 weeks from now. You know, stuff like that. Because I usually spend... I blow a check today, I get it. But I save good, too. So it kind of factors out. But yeah, definitely hit me up on Instagram at Chanel Rosewood. I'm only gonna give y'all my, you know what? Should we give our main or should we give our GTA?
I'm already doing that. Hit me up on Instagram. It's Justin.Levon. Justin.
His last name is Levon.
LEVON. You'll see.
It's something even more Caucasian. Then Levon, by the way, which I
okay, know. We can talk about racial ignorance next episode. Anyway, okay, so that's my Instagram, and then
oh, we can talk about racial yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about racial ignorance
next episode? That's gonna be fun.
Next episode. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
anyway, follow me on Instagram at youhatekey UH8KEY, and my other main, which is UNVKEY. And my GTA Instagram at Chanel Rosewood.
My GTA Instagram is